That's right. Go on with your fake ass bitches. I know. I love that song. Really, I would love to meet this chick. I mean, because I, oh no, I like a couple of other songs, but really, I mean, she's cracks me up. And really, because I mean, it fits a lot of what we talk about these days. A lot of what we do these days, this actually fits into the conversation. I mean, because there are a lot of fake ass bitches out there. And you know, wait, let's not just hate on the ladies now. Yeah, I seen that comment about bitches. No, I mean, there are a lot of just, when I say fake ass bitches, we're trying to generalize in here because there are a lot of fake ass people in the world. And you know, dealing with the stuff I deal with from, you know, I got to say, doing construction and stuff like that, most of the people you meet are just pretty real everyday people. They don't seem to be insane or crazy or, I mean, no more so than the average, you know, American or average human, I should say. But on the other stuff I do, like radio and like, you know, the stuff with ICAR and the organizations like that, on public speaking, it can get a bit crazy. I remember a couple of years ago, I was given a lecture not far from where I live in New Orleans, and an old customer had come into the lecture, and I don't think he actually knew where he was, but anyway, he walks and he's listening and he recognizes me. He's like looking at me and looking at me and looking at me and looking at me, and you know, so the lecture's over, he comes up, he says, "Man, you really believe in that stuff?" I said, "No, dude, I don't believe in anything." I said, "You've either seen the truth, you've either seen it for yourself, or you've seen enough evidence that you've been convinced." I said, "But the word believe doesn't come into what we do. We leave that for the religious part of the world, and because that's for belief, but not for what we're doing. We don't want you to believe. No, we want you to go out and find evidence for yourself and prove to yourself or prove to us or prove to anybody that this is what it is. And as long as we keep looking, we'll keep finding stuff." Anyway, enough about all of that. A lot of stuff been going on in the news. You know, I know it's always hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump. You know, first off, I got to say, people, I get irritated with y'all making me have to defend a guy. And that was me moving my mic, by the way. I really did. I mean, it makes me crazy because, but you know, when the guy's doing a decent job, he's doing a decent job. I mean, I didn't like Obama, but when he did a good thing, I came on the radio, myself and my co-host Stephanie, Stephanie Benetti, and we used to, you know, talk about, you know, wow, we were stunned he actually did something good, but he still said he did something good. Yes, we might have been a bit, you know, taken back by it, but still, but at least we were honest about it. Oh yeah, I mean, because there's a lot of negative with Obama, there's a lot of negative with all presidents. This guy really seems, for the country, seems to be doing more positive stuff than negative stuff, but the press just, so I'm listening to this today, right? So Stormy Daniels, y'all all know who Stormy Daniels is. Stormy Daniels has given, I think it was, she's given 300 or 200 and something news interviews in the last month or last 2 months. And 90 of them were at CNN. Talk about fake ass news. I mean, really, first off, and I'm getting ready to put up a poll about this. We're going to talk about something we just came out with. Actually, it came out from APC the other day. Jimmy, that's American Polling Company, APC. Look him up on Facebook. Well, because we need polls, because you know, I like to see if a poll's running trend. Like if I'm watching Quinnipiac, or if I'm watching Reuters or Gallup or CNN or NBC or even AP, which is Associated Press. If I'm watching any of them, I want something to balance. So American Polling Company basically is a polling company that works off of the social media. Because it's on all the social medias now. So you can even find it on MySpace and Twitter. So the thing about it is you can go there and vote. And it kills me how people, just to put this in perspective, the polls I'm going to talk about in just a minute. Last time I checked, both of them had over 800 people. They had 800 people had seen them, but like maybe 50 or 80 had actually clicked to vote. I mean, it's yes or no. It's not like it's complicated. You don't have to tell me who you are. You don't have to tell them who you are. You don't have to tell anybody who you are. You just click and go. And you get one click, that's it. It's locked. You can't vote more than one time. It locks out your IP address until the next vote comes up. Well, it's a good idea because we want to be able to say, yes, these are the things. Now, they're going to set up a thing where you can go in and put your demographics on the site itself. In other words, male, female, age, and what you think you vote. Yes, and that's just to help with the statistics later on. That's not something, I mean, it's something we're going to be adding in, but that's strictly voluntary. You're not going to, it's not like we're going to block you from the site if you don't do it or anything like that. So, no, I like this. I mean, these a couple of friends of mine who have worked for polling companies, by the way, have been bugging me for years. Let's do a polling thing. And you know, News on the Flip Side has its own polling site, and it's had over 500,000 visitors to it. And they've all taken part. I mean, it's huge enough. You can look, and they're all locked. So and nobody can even say, "Oh, it's fake." You mean, no, I'm afraid not. It's locked through Homestead. They control it. We block out your IP thing, so you can, nobody can vote more than once, and no one can change the number. It's locked out through Homestead. You can't do it. It makes the poll much more legit, and it's another anonymous, not anonymous organization, but another organization overseeing what you're doing, which just gives it more credibility. First, that you're fine with it being oversighted. Yeah, I know that's what I'm saying. I mean, it just makes it a better thing. But anyway, you know, just a lot of stuff going on. What do y'all keep posting on Facebook? Animal doesn't go far enough. What the hell are you talking about? Oh, yeah, I actually did see it. I apologize. It was. I don't think it's on the site yet, but I actually had seen it earlier. You know what? I'll pull it up since you said it. Hold on a second. Give me a second, guys and girls. Nothing like live nudes. Okay, here we go. You know what? Maybe I can send this over to. Hold on, guys. I'm gonna make this a little easier on all of us so y'all can see what I'm seeing. Let's get this out of the way. The modern miracle of the thing called the internet. Yeah, y'all ever heard of that little thing? It's called the internet. Yeah. It's cool, cool, it's cool. When it works, it's cool. You know, it's the internet. This is one of the chat rooms. If you happen to be watching the screen, we're just going to use that as a medium to go grab our link. Oh, go to link from Pal Talk. It's listed. It's in the social. It's in the social issues category under news, politics. Yeah. It used to be in the other category, but
It's Macy's One Day Sale. With over
White House says
25,000
Trump's
deals
use
of the
of
day,
animal to
like
describe
50 to
M13 wasn't
70% off
strong enough.
styles for everyone.
I'm
Only
sorry, but I agree with
$5.99
that.
for designer pillows.
MS-13 is a badass dude.
15% off
It's a
kitchen
badass
essentials.
hombres. I don't, you
Macy's
know,
One Day Sale,
hey,
Friday and Saturday.
MS-13, I ain't dissing on you guys, but I mean, you know. You know, y'all some beastie SOBs, man. I mean, let's be honest about this.
The
See,
president
this
was
is what's
very
wrong with
clearly
liberal media
referring
today.
to MS-13
They just
gang
want to
members
hate and hate
who
and
enter the
hate.
country
Oh, let's see, can y'all hear?
illegally and whose deportations are.
You can hate and hate and hate, and that's pretty much all that goes on. I like Sarah Sanders. Look, I tell you what, I paid a woman respect because I think she'd see you in the street, she'd just drop your ass where you stood. Yeah, whoever just posted it, I have no doubt she would. She'd just pop your ass. But you said, boy, whack. It just, she's got a tough job. She's, to me, she is probably the best person I've seen in that job. We'd have to go all the way back to the Clinton era to find someone better. Oh yeah, no, Bush, no. Bush's best person? What are you talking about? Oh, you think Darth Cheney was Bush's best person? I'll tell you were wrong. The number one person that Bush brought on board who should have ran for president and would be president if she ran is Condoleezza Rice. The woman is brilliant. She's gorgeous, brilliant, and she knows how to cut a deal. She knows how to fight hard. Come on, this woman was cutting deals with China and Russia. It wasn't like Hillary because they were scared of her. When Condi showed up, it was like, "Oh, Miss Rice, how are you this evening?" "Yes, well, come on in. We'll take real good care of you. Need a massage me?" "Yeah." No, because. One thing Condi had that Hillary didn't, and y'all can judge Obama for this yourselves, was the fact that if she said it would be raining shit on your head that morning, and by that afternoon you would have nothing coming into your country, she meant it. And her president, the crazy quack quack, you know who I'm talking about, George Baby Bush, he's Baby Bush, would make sure it happened. You know, yeah, I used to love all the stories about them having an affair and stuff. I thought that was great. She would have hurt his old ass. What are you talking about, people? Come on. I'm just saying. She would have hurt him. We just, you know. But anyway, I had the highest respect for this woman. Personally, I think she should have ran for politician. She would have been the first woman and the first black to ever get into office. And I think she would have won with a landslide. She don't have much in the way of dirty luggage behind her, and she's got tons and tons and tons of experience. And she's both liked and feared by both parties. Oh, yes. And she ain't scared to cross over aisle lines either. So, but like most brilliant people, they don't want to be president of the United States. She's like, "Wait, you want me to take a pay cut?" Yeah, she makes what, like 2.5 million a year. She'd have to take a big pay cut. And wait, she gets all the other perks and she don't have to worry about the press. No. Can you really blame my nonsense? Anyway, we got inside trying to get guys. We're going to get off them shit and things. Getting back to the White House and Sarah Sanders. Look, MS-13 is a rough bunch. They have done some horrific things, both in on the other side of the border and on this side. And, you know, the language is fitting. I don't know when all of a sudden we decided we were going to be like the pansy country. Oh, we can't say that. No, my ass. We can say what we want. We're the United States. Take it for what it is. We have now reasserted ourselves in the world. I have not seen this kind of assertion in the world since the end of the Reagan era, the beginning of the Clinton era. Well, because Clinton's first term was still attached to Reagan's last, so we still had a good presence in the world. But after that, Clinton downsized our military quite a bit and our presence around the world. He didn't hurt us like Obama did, but he downsized it. And then Bush came in, of course, and, well, we know where everything went from there. It's time. It's time for the next step in America's evolution. And we need to be a free country. We need to be respecting of everybody in the country. And I mean everybody. Because right now, it's all one-sided. Think about it. And you're only thinking about yourselves, you greedy-ass Americans. Oh, yeah, if I'm gay, I'm seeing everything through gay's eyes. I don't even try to see it through anybody else's eyes. If I'm a woman, I'm the same way. If I'm black, I'm the same way. If I'm Hispanic, I'm the same way. Now, I will say Asians don't think like that. And now how do white people think? Do they think like that as well? A good bit of them did. So as long as we're all thinking like that, we're screwed, people. It's either equality for everyone or no one. You know, we can talk about this till we're all blue in the face. And there's lots of reasons to get upset about things and lots of things to be angry about. You know, I've heard arguments from every species I can, every race I can think about. I've heard women's arguments, men's arguments. You know, I do rights for young men in the United States because, you know, if you're a Hispanic, black, or a white young man under the age of 28, you're getting shit on by everybody. Oh, yeah. You are the of everybody. Black men, oh, well, they're just criminals. White boys, they don't need no help. They white boys. Hispanic, oh, who gives a shit about them? Man, they go deal some drugs. No, that's the motto of our country these days. And these are the guys that really are going to be the ones that come in and fill the gaps in the future. So you're never going to lose that 50 to 70% men in the workplace. One, there are simply just jobs women are not going to do. Yeah, you might see one woman. Look, women can work at any job they want right now. Go to a construction site. You might see one or two women. You might even see three. But out of 1,000 guys that are there, you know, 997 are going to be men and three are going to be women. And it's the same thing in the military, because you can join the military now, ladies, and there's a lot of women in the military, but it's not even close to what it is in men. There are just some things women would prefer not to do. You know, what about plumbing? I don't know. What about mechanic? I know a couple of female mechanics, pretty good ones too. I think women can do anything that men can do, anything that they want to do. I just think there's some things, because they're female, that they don't want to do. Just like there's some things because you're... Well, you hear this all the time. Oh, don't hate on me about this. I'm not the one. So you go hate on CNN and Rachel Maddow on them. Don't hate on me. That's where all that comes from. Oh, yeah, we got our double standards. We do this and y'all do that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, topic change. Anyway. I agree with Sarah Sanders. I really think that Sarah... does a good job, and I think she says the appropriate stuff so far. Right now, this expression she's got on her face is like, really, really, we're going there, people, about MS-13, really? You know, you got to wonder when a news journalist from CNN or NBC takes up for MS-13. Really? Did you really just take up for a murderous, blood-cutting killer from nowhere? Oh, yeah, I mean, these guys are brutal. Reminds me of the Wild Wild West days, or the Wild Wild Mexican days, whatever you want to call it. It's just, you know, it's a brutal thing. So you can't really hate when somebody says that. It's like when they say, well, don't harm them immigrants. You can't make them immigrants. Okay, first, they're not immigrants. Immigrants are someone who comes here legally. If you come here illegally, you're not an immigrant. You might be an illegal immigrant or just an alien in general, but you're not an immigrant. Okay, illegal immigrant would be best suiting for that name, but y'all say whatever you want. You know, I don't know when it's like what we were talking about a few minutes ago about America reasserting itself in the world. And we are all over the place. Oh yeah, we're just not taking it anymore. Remember that song, "Don't Take It Anymore"? That's what America's at now. We've had it. You gotta wonder, and this is something I've always asked myself about Obama. Why would you bow to all these countries, especially countries like Venezuela and Cuba and Iran? Well, I agree with Trump, they're shithole nations. Oh, kiss my ass, they're shithole nations. Don't, I'm telling you, America don't want to be pansies. That's what the problem was, liberal. This is where you really messed up. You thought everybody in America just wanted to be a little pansy and be told what they do and be doled out stuff from the government and y'all could do whatever you want, but you found that that's not true. The majority of Americans don't want that. And then you've got another real big problem now, and something we were talking about on Monday. Your poll numbers are tanking. The president's and his parties are rising. The president's numbers are great. If he was running for 2020 right now, he'd easily win. Most presidents that go in at like 40 or 44% end up being your president again. This guy right now is sitting at 50. Whoever you want to go to, from 48 to 54% is what the polls show. So, yeah, if the election was held now, he would. And then, of course, if the Korean deal closes, which is a big if, because, you know, Kim's over there stomping his foot right now, which has more to do. Well, there's two really key factors here. One, we have a military exercise going on, which is making him nervous. I can't really hate on him for that. Even though it was a scheduled exercise, I think the America should pull it back a little off his shores. And secondly, our media has just become stupid. Well, I shouldn't say just become stupid, but you listen to things like Anderson Cooper, Rachel Maddow, and they're saying, we need this and we need that. Where were you when Obama was giving $1.5 billion to terrorists? Where the hell were you? Shut up now, okay? If you weren't willing enough to stand up then and question your president who was giving money directly to terrorist state, then we don't even want to hear from you anymore. Just shut up and sit down. It's a joke. I mean, here goes Barack Obama delivers $1.5 billion on 4 pallets of untraceable European money that we paid for. None of it was U.S. money, by the way, untraceable money. So we had to give that to Iran. We know for a fact now, thanks to Israel and our European allies, that that money got doled out to Hezbollah, to the people in Yemen. I think it was 4 terrorist groups that ended up buying weapons stuff America paid for. It's not the first time Obama's done that either, by the way. So really, the guy, I don't even know he's not in prison for aiding and abetting a terrorist state. We have never signed any formal treaty with Iran. Even the shit and stupid Iran deal wasn't a treaty. It was, I don't even know what it was. It was an executive order, I guess, because Congress never ratified it. If Congress would have ratified it, Trump could have never just did away with it. A president can't just sign away something that was passed by Congress. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. But if the other president did it as an executive order, of course, the new president could tell him, well, you know what? I don't like that. Let's just get rid of that shit right away. And he can sign his little thing right on there. And that's exactly what he did. I agree with you. The Iran was a bad deal. Any deal with Iran, just like any deal with Korea, we have to insist on oversight by us. Screw the UN. Screw the Europeans. Screw the Russians. By us. Because anytime we've let any of our allies or any of our enemies do it, it just keeps going on. Now, Israel's producing document after document of how Iran is still building nuclear weapons right now. And even the KGB admits that Israel has one of the best secret services on the planet, or best spy agencies on the planet. Everybody's amazed at the shit they find out. They're good at what they do. I know they're equal opportunity employers. Equal opportunity employers. Oh, we're not getting into Israel. I'll just leave that alone. But anyway, let's get into some news now. We've been chit-chatting enough. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I know some of y'all are watching me on YouTube and some of y'all listening on the radio and some are listening to iHeart, places like that, and they're going, wow, this dude is psycho crazy. We have a couple of chat rooms, okay? And right now I have the one on YouTube and the one on PalTalk open. So if you're on any of them venues and you want to just chat up something, you can hit me up there. And that's where we are at the moment anyway. Things can change and things can move. But yes, that's where we are. So you're seeing me taking questions and catching things from that and general discussion. But anyway, getting to the move. Senate confirms veteran agent Gina Haspel as first female CIA director. Ooh, y'all in trouble. Ooh, man. Oh, how old is this woman? Oh, my God. Y'all in trouble. She's going to kick some ass. I would not want to be the other guy. I was reading about her, man. She is sassy, serious, and I don't want to screw with her myself. That's screw on that. And I wouldn't want to be one of her prisoners either. I firmly believe she will do whatever it takes to keep this United States safe and happy, which makes me feel better. Well, you know, we've talked about this before. Do you really want a pansy-ass person running the CIA? I mean, come on. Their job is to make sure nothing happens to us. And we got all these other, we got Homeland Security and the Secret Service and the FBI and the Central Intelligence Agency. And what's the CIA? Sorry. Oh, the NSA, National Security Agency. We got these agencies out there. At least they talk to each other now. That's a plus. Yeah, it's definitely a plus. Anyway, hold on. Got sidetracked here for a minute. Well, I was hoping she'd get it. She sounds like she's going to be tough, and I'm hoping she is. You know, the last guy's kind of wimpy, and then, you know, we got Comey who wimped out on the FBI with Hillary Clinton. I mean, God, what a wuss. Oh, yeah. And then the book thing still cracks me up, by the way. So he comes out, I'm going to be the tough guy. I've got the high moral standard. I'm better than Trump. And he's basically, y'all heard about him lately? Have y'all? He's like, Stormy outlived him. I know, man. Stormy outlived Comey. And wait, by quite a lot, because she's still going. I still don't know what the fascination with Stormy is. There's nothing. The money thing is out. Nobody can find anything funny with the money, and that's the only thing that could have got him in trouble. So as far as him porking the ugly bitch, that's, you know, his bad taste. There's nothing we can do about that. But it's not illegal, and really and truly, it's between him and his wife and Stormy. I'm sorry. She just reminds me. I'm not going to say that. That was just low class. Anyway, moving on. Hawaii volcano erupts, spews ash 6 miles in the sky. Man, people, didn't I tell y'all 2 weeks ago get the shit out of there? Didn't I tell y'all to get out of there? I told you it was coming. I was talking to, matter of fact, I haven't even talked to Kathy Belsky this week. I need to check in on her. Yeah, she might have been one of the ones flying through the sky. She hosts the Quantum Leap on Friday night at 11 o'clock. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of it, yeah. She lives out there, so. I got a lot of friends out in Hawaii. I hope they're all doing well. A couple of them I've talked to in the last couple of days, so they're okay. Only one of them, well, two of them that I know has been affected by the lava. One of them had to leave the area, he had to evacuate, and the other one just said that these pieces of stuff kept falling in his grass and his yard and catching on fire. But other than that, it didn't catch his house. Well, he's got a metal roof, too. He's got one like I got. No, in this here, and probably for the same reason here they have them out there, we have metal roofs because they're way more hurricane resistant. One, they don't tend to go flying off your house and shit. And, like mine's rated to 185 miles an hour. And so unless something hits it, it should stay intact. And most of them are, and some are rated higher, some are rated lower, but they're great things to have, and they outlast shingles by far. And they're way more safe. A little bit more expensive. Anyway, support for Donald Trump. What? Support for Donald Trump. A constant theme in Republicans' ads for midterms. So, is the Republicans now kissing the Don's ring? Is that what's going on here? Now, I think that's what's going on here. Not the only ones, by the way. I watch a lot of our allies starting to get back in line now. Even some of our enemies are getting back in line. And Ping, all of a sudden, wants to be America's best friend. He didn't even want to talk to Obama. He acted like Obama smelled funny or something. I know, I don't know what it was. And the media, you ever notice the media never wanted to talk about, they never want to talk about Ping. I don't know what it was. They were talking about Putin every once in a while, but they didn't really want to talk about Putin much because, you know, the Russia One deal was going on back then, and they didn't want to get caught doing their funny business so Hillary could get her $150 million and they could pay Bill, what was it, $5 million, or run around and do a couple of hour-long lectures. Hi, I'm Bill Clinton, and I'm a pervert. Give me $500,000. Thank you. Just saying. All right, that was wrong. I apologize. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm legitimately sorry. It was a bad taste. I'm just in one of them kind of moods tonight. It happens to the best of us. But it does seem like getting more and more getting in line. And wait, I've even been hearing good things about the Democrats. On top of that, what we were talking about earlier with the polls, a lot of the polls are now showing the Democrats got two big problems now. One, way more black people have started liking Trump. And even some big name ones have actually come out now. And you're seeing more and more and more movement towards Trump because Trump's more down to earth. Obama was kind of snotty. You know, he was black, but I don't know. Most black people I talked to said he wasn't really black. So whatever the hell that meant. Well, you'd have to ask a black person what it meant. No, I know what it meant, but that's not for me to say. That's for y'all to find out. Yeah. There's lots of black people in the world. Ask one of them. Don't take that out of context. A lot of black people still love Obama. Oh yeah, don't think that it's like, oh my God, they're all no. But you know, we were talking like 18% out of the election. Now we're talking more like 32 to 36%. That could actually cost Democrats seats and no chance for the presidency. If they lose 36 to 42% of the black vote, they're out. They're not gonna win anywhere. Yeah, they won't be president, that's for sure. They can't do without it. They've relied on the black vote to carry them for the last two decades. And they've lied, cheated, steal, and borrowed to make sure it stayed there. But an uncouth asshole of a president steps in and says, well, you know what, black people? What have the Democrats done for you lately? Well, let's look. Highest unemployment rate for blacks in the history of the United States. Highest welfare rate for blacks in the United States. Oh, Trump becomes president 18 months later, lowest black unemployment in history, lowest welfare rate in the last 50 years. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I've always was taught actions speak louder than words, and it's clearly a big difference in action here. But you know, all we heard in the beginning was he was a woman hater and a racist. Well, first off, when you see how he was with his daughter, you should know right off the bat he wasn't a woman hater. Secondly, almost all the top people in his corporation are women. So, you know, we broadcast this. We found that early on. I mean, when he first started running, we went and looked because we were going to use it against his ass. But three of the CEOs were women. And then we find out that almost 40% of his employees were black. Don't ask me. Obviously, the press doesn't tell the truth. And what got me is it didn't take much to find that out. And something else I've learned in this last election, the people started looking past the media because they started finding these facts out for themselves and looking them up for themselves. Because you can only listen to Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow for so long before you go, ah, you know what? This doesn't really seem to be true. It's, you know, let's look at what this man's actually done. You know, Carissa, I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know there was a lot of women on The Apprentice. You're saying half or more. I don't know. I didn't watch the show. I couldn't take it. I'm sorry. I'll go by what you said. But I would, yeah, probably half is probably true. Yeah, but he hates women. That's okay, though. Half the women in America figured it out because they voted for him. I know. So obviously they went and looked it up. See, that's what I was saying. They weren't relying on the media. And that's why the media thought, you know, NBC and CBS and them, well, not so much CBS as it is NBC and CNN. It's like they put these polls out, and then they're like, okay, we're going to put this poll out. Of course, now, nobody but Democrats are taking this poll. And what gets me about how stupid they are, and this really should have told them about the last election. When you put out a poll on CNN, and let's just say 1,000 people took it, which is a big poll for them. So it's probably more like 100. But we'll say 1,000 people took it. 36% said they liked Trump and would vote for him. And 64% said they didn't. Okay, well, that's crazy. Oh, he's only got 36% rating. Blah, blah, blah. No. All that means is 36% of Democrats like the guy. That's all it means. And we found that out in the last election. I think you're going to find out if he stays in his current course and things stay the way they're going for the next 2 years, he's going to easily win in 2020. Democrats ain't got anybody can beat him. Now, I'm not sure if the Democrats aren't careful that they won't end up losing their party over this. Because for some reason, somewhere along the line, the Republicans let go of the George Bush disaster. It was a disaster for them in the end. Whether you want to blame it on the Democrats coming in and crashing the economy or not, it doesn't matter. The last 2 years of his regime was a disaster. And the first 2 years of Obama's was just a carry-on of the disaster. We're going to give him 2 years. You're only supposed to give a president one, but we'll give him two. So there's that big, you know, disaster right there. And somewhere after that, the Republicans said, you know what? We effed up. we need to bring in youth into our party. We need to bring a new life to our party. We need to move a little bit away from the conservative stance and kind of mix it up some. They did that. They won the House. 2 years later, they almost tied the Senate. After that, they won the Senate, kept the Senate in the next election and the House, and then won the presidency and kept the House and the Senate and won. So they've had the House now for what? Since 2 years after Obama. That's how long they've had the House. And that was all because of what the Democrats did, trying to force something on America. And then after that, they lost at the Senate. So then, or I can say the House and the Senate. So even on Obama's term, they had it all, and they still got it now. And I don't really see it going away from them. I got to be honest, in a lot of cases, I would be worried, Democrats, that you may lose seats in this election. It's quite possible you could lose 5 or 6 or even 8 seats out of the Senate, which puts you, well, there's no stopping the Republicans. They can do whatever the hell they want. You won't even be able to slow them down on getting their people approved. And think about this, ladies and gentlemen. We're starting our second part of the, well, in a month, we'll be starting our second part of the second year for Trump. And still, he's got like, what, only a third of the people in that he's supposed to have? Everybody should say at this point, thank you, Democrats, the new Communist Party. They're anti-American is what they are, because they really don't believe in the government. It's just ridiculous. I'm all for policing and making sure we're getting the right people in there, but, you know, come on. When that many people are voting for them and y'all are just trying to hang it up on 1 or 2 votes, now that's just sad. Makes you look like the kid stomping his feet. Can I have some more pudding, huh? Yes, it does. Oh, this next one. Being socially isolated for long periods of time reshapes brain chemistry. Doesn't surprise me. People I've known that's been away for a long time or been isolated for long periods of time tend to be quite a bit different. I imagine, you know, given enough time, they'll come back into being. Only one of them I've known for long term, and he's 88% normal, 90% maybe. Well, I did an interview with some people. They had done a long-term, it was a little mini Mars thing where they went in for 8 months. And I was really interested to talk to them. Now, these guys who just came out, it was 2 years. I'd like to talk to them too. I just haven't had a chance to look them up and see who they are. I'd like to have them on the show and really, talk to them about, you know, how was it to be there? You know, why didn't you kill your, you know, being stuck with people for long periods of time can be harsh. Unless you're, you know, well-mannered and well-rounded, I guess would be a good way to say it. I know. Next up, Congo Ebola outbreak turns up in large city. That's bad. It's an understatement. Oh, yeah, well, that's bad. It's Ebola and it's in a big city. Yeah, that's a nightmare. Let's close the airports. Let's close the train stations. Let's not let this get to any other big cities. Well, I don't want damn Ebola. Keep that shit for yourselves. I don't know, but shouldn't we have a vaccination for this by now? What the hell's going on? Why is science working ass backwards? I don't know. This next one's pretty interesting. These are custom prosthetics to give amputees better motor capabilities. I've actually read a lot about this over the last few months. And really, really, it seems like they're very promising in where they're going with this. I got to say, guys, it seems to be very, very promising. No, I'll keep y'all up to date as new articles come out. And, of course, you can find all of these on the News on the Flip Side page on Facebook. So I just pop over there and say, hello, Facebook. How are you tonight? No, actually, we're just going to skip the Walmart one. I don't like talking about Walmart. No, it's not because I dislike or like. I don't know. Who does? Oh, behold, the Tesla iPhone X. Complete with solar panel charging. Ooh. One more gadget to F up your phone. This is what I got. Where's it at? Here it is, guys. See? It's a Casio, KCM. It's a military phone. Yeah, oh yeah. See, I think it is. It's heavy. Well, I can beat you to death with it in my hand, man. Damn thing weighs a pound. Maybe two. No, it's actually, I have dropped this thing from 8 feet. I've hit it, dropped it face down on the side. It's completely waterproof. You can actually video with it underwater. It don't have to have a case on it. I should put one on just for safety because I'm so destructive. But really, I've had some pretty good phones, and they said, oh, they were indestructible. Most phones don't last me about 7 months. This one's going on a year now, and it's holding up pretty well. And of course, it's got retina scan, and it's got a little fingerprint thing on the side, you know, so you can do it with your fingerprints. And it's got a really, it's got three cameras, really nice ones, too. So it's a nice setup. Works good for me, too. Because the other day, I'm getting out my damn truck, getting between the lanes, got out my truck, sent it flying out in the middle of the street, sliding across on the screen side. I thought for sure it was going to be destroyed, but nope, didn't even scratch it. I was like, shit, I'm never getting rid of this phone. Well, I tried a contractor phone from Sprint one time. I broke the screen in about 8 weeks. I've had a couple stolen, though. Being a contractor, I mean, you know, I've actually had two different phones stolen off of windowsills on job sites. Yeah, I try not to leave them there anymore, but it does happen. Oh, hello, phone. And we talk about the phone, it talks to us. Indiana police released surveillance video from deadly ambush. This was, y'all should watch this. It was, you know, there's so much of this going on in our planet and so much violence. I mean, it's hard when you talk to people. It's like, well, so much. And it is. It's a lot of violence. But it's mainly because we're being just constantly deluged with it. I mean, just we're being bombarded daily by this stuff. It's just a constant deluge of information coming in. And a lot of times we didn't even hear about local stuff. You know, stuff in local areas was usually held on the local news unless it was just some kind of crazy. It didn't make national news. But now there's umpteen billion news stations and umpteen million internet feeds. Everybody needs information. So all of this stuff makes it on. It's just tough, man. It's tough to watch this kind of stuff. Look at this crazy dude with his assault rifle. Look, his ass is hanging out. I mean, really. They're just shooting him up. Well, y'all can watch the video. Let me put it up for y'all. Let's see what we can say. There we go. Boy, look at him. Oh, man, Jesus. I mean, this is crazy watching this guy. Y'all can read the screen. So, by the way, if you're not watching some video, ladies and gentlemen, we're actually playing this gun video. This guy is shooting up squad cars a block away with this thing. He's insane, man. Oh yeah, man. He's you can see him, and you can tell he wants somebody to kill him because he's in shorts with his ass hanging out in what, sandals or tennis shoes or something. I don't know, peeps. It's a 45-second long clip. It is on the page. You can't find it. Yeah, it's one of the nice things I like about the video feeds. We can include these now. On this computer, I haven't set the audio feed up yet. Not for this kind of stuff, for what we're doing for live, but not for this. I'll set it up. I'll put a new card in it, and y'all will be able to hear him as well. Yeah, I don't know. You can see him. He's just going away at it. And it says one block south, and there's other ones he's shooting up the car. Yeah, you're not even going to come around and say, I mean, you're a block away, and all of a sudden you see bullet holes in your car. Hear whizzing sounds. He's a crazy bastard. Ain't no doubt about that. Oh, yeah, he's definitely whacker. Definitely whacker. A 37-year-old department veteran eventually took down Freeman, shooting him twice in the chest. He was taken to the local hospital where he died Sunday night. there you go. Crazy bastard on the loose. And for what? It didn't get no explanation. I'm sure they will in the next couple of days. They'll come up with some. Well, it was like when we were talking about a Flight 370 yesterday. And, the explanation is a pilot committed suicide. Well, of course, it's an explanation we can never actually know. Maybe if we could find the plane and record us, maybe. But as it is right now, I guess it's as good an explanation as anyone else. This I've been seeing a lot lately. We've now seen counties in California ask the president for help and are trying to break out. We need help, Mr. President. California mayor blasts sanctuary law at roundtable with Trump. This is a common theme now. See, this is what we tried to say. The liberals control, just like they do in New York, they control California. But the problem is it's not what the actual people want. I guarantee you, if they put like 80% of this shit to a vote, it would never get passed, ever. Come on, Cal, fart taxes, the highest tax in the United States at 14%, 13 point something percent. You know, when you live there, before you do anything, 50% of all your money's going to taxes. And then they get some of the most ridiculous laws I've ever heard of. Well, no, because why let California succeed? Most of California doesn't want to succeed. Really, the part that always talks about leaving is like Los Angeles, L.A., and really not much more. San Diego ain't wanting to leave. I don't know about Sacramento, but I don't really think they want to leave. I know the rest of Florida ain't. The breakaway thing is what they want to do is make the coastal area from the top of San Diego up, I don't know, about halfway up. They want to make that, leave that be California, and the rest of the state can be a new state because they want out. Well, they got enough votes to get a vote, so that's a good sign. Yeah, they got enough. As far as California ever leaving, no, they can't leave. Look, we would let them. Oh, yeah, man. For two reasons we would let them. One, it would guarantee there would be no more Democratic presidents. Because without California's 55 electoral votes, Democrats ain't never winning another election. They can freaking hang that up. Yeah, they ain't freaking hanging it up. It ain't going to happen. But more than that, because we would consider it, because it's our West Coast, that because they were there and no longer part of the United States, we would consider it a danger to our sovereignty and our coastal protection. And we do have a lot of military bases in Florida. So we would just, well, Florida would become a commonwealth because we would just go in and take it over. Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be a state anymore. And we'd probably break it up into three or four states after that. Oh, yeah. But they would just go in and take it back. If they tried to succeed on their own, they would go in and take it back. They're not going to let California succeed. It's too big of a state. It's got too many resources, and it's on our coastal, and it's got too many military facilities in it. Well, it's just, it wouldn't be let go. And besides that, it takes almost 80% of Congress and the Senate. First off, 80% of Californians have to agree, which they ain't never getting that high. And they might even get it down to 70, but even that's going to be tough. You're never going to get that much of the House and the Senate to go along with this. The Republicans will never go along with it, and Democrats won't, because they know if they lose the state, they're not going to be in office anymore. So it's really just a joke is what it is. But breaking it into more than one state now, that can happen. And there's precedence for that. There's been other states that have been broke up. So that could actually happen. Eh, I don't know when, though. Trump blasts some deported immigrants. These aren't people. These are animals. A lot of them are. Get over yourself. If you think that a lot of these people that deported wouldn't shoot you on the street and rape your child, you're an idiot. Well, I'm not saying at all like that. But I guarantee you, in every group, there's at least one or two, maybe more. I mean, remember, they're only throwing out felons right now. Yeah, you're only getting thrown out of the United States if you committed a felony. I know the media, when you think, oh, they're just grabbing families by the millions and throwing, that's not what they're doing. They just basically took Obama's program and upped it a little bit. Hey, I don't make the rules here, but anyway, moving on. Conservative student partying shot at college, anti-gun policies goes viral. Come and take it. Okay, so this little thing is walking. Look at this gun hanging off. That's an AR-10, by the way, in case anyone wants to know. It's hanging over. She got it slung over her shoulder. She's like, yeah, come take my gun. Mm-hmm. People are getting tired of being told what they got to do. This is America. This is not Russia. This is not Cuba. This is not Venezuela. This is not Iran. This is the United States of America. And you're not supposed to tell your citizens what they can do. We're supposed to tell you what we want to do. I think y'all have forgotten that. But you know what? Donald Trump's reminding you. Especially you damn Democrats, pay attention here. This is why you lost in such big numbers. You don't lose 1,040 seats and then come back like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Well, we didn't do anything wrong. Oh, no, we don't need to change. Oh, no, it's just bad messages. Oh, it's the Russians. We're going to hear it's the Russians every time they lose from now on. It's the Russians. It's bullshit. I know a lot of people who've seen Facebook ads like those. I even asked a bunch of them. We actually surveyed a bunch of them. And I couldn't find anybody who said they voted on a president based on a Facebook ad. Sorry, Democrats. You've been lied to yet again. It's what's going on with the Democrats and the media. They circle jerk each other nonstop, and the truth never gets out. And they lose sight of everything because they're believing their own press. Yeah, we're the greatest. Oh, look at these poll numbers. We're millions. No, people, you're not. Look at the rest of the poll numbers in the country and see how, you know, come on, Congress. The whole Congress's rating is 11%. Democrats are at 7%. Republicans are at 9%. Ooh, yeah. And y'all worried about where the president's numbers are. Oh, my God. 82% of all Americans do no longer trust the media at all. Most of them don't even get their news from the media outlets anymore. CNN fared the worst in those polls. Like 90% of respondents said they were completely and utterly fake news, and NBC was right behind them. Actually, Fox did better than I thought they were. They made the top 10, but they didn't barely make it. ABC and CBSN, they did a little better. Yeah. There's some other agencies that did good, some that did worse. But Al Jazeera was in there, and One World, One American News was there, and a couple of them besides that. This poor lady here. Broadway star Ruthie Ann Miles loses unborn baby 2 months after daughter was killed in car crash. Well, if you believe in God, religion, they say that's testing your soul. She's a better person than I if she makes it through this. I'm just saying. Oh, thank you, Gene. No, I'm not wearing a jacket. My hair is down. Yeah, it's getting to be summer in the South. Be way less jackets. Wait, hold on. I'm going to show you the next one, but hold on. losing my voice tonight. Sorry, guys. Prison workers explain how inmates scam the system. I've heard about this many times, and there's lots and lots of ways to scam the system. You would think it's a jail. They would pay attention to this kind of crap, but obviously they don't. But I wanted to get this one because I'm going to get out of here in a minute. Six squirrels stuck in jam after getting their tails tangled. What the hell are these six squirrels doing? What are they all waving their tails at each other? They got all tangled up. I mean, can you imagine walking up in this and you see what the hell these squirrels are trying to pull apart and they're stuck? Yes, they did get apart. They were helped. Okay, so you know how the article goes. Actually, I read these. Most of the time, I only give y'all the intros or a little bit part of it because I really want you to read them yourselves. Besides, a lot of this kind of stuff you've heard me talk about before. Yes, seen in alternate news feeds and things like that. Sorry, man, my throat is driving me crazy tonight. Yeah, we're still like pollen heaven down here. It's ridiculous. Meghan Markle's half-sister Samantha Grant injured in car crash after confrontation with paparazzi. Isn't this what her new husband was saying happened to his mother and was scared was going to happen here? Not sure why the paparazzi is chasing him around, her and the dad. Well, they can find the dad easy now. He's in the hospital. Oh, yeah, he's definitely in the hospital. Trump to Kim. Do denuclearize or risk overthrow. Trump failure to report Stanley Daniels' payoff referred to prosecutors. Whatever. I know. Michael Keaton ends Kent State commencement speech with Batman. Michael Keaton. Call of Duty, Black Ops 4, ditches campaign for Battle Royale. Oh, well. Now, this is the Parkville deputy. Deputy Brandon Coward for staying outside doing Parkland shooting. I've never made a judgment call on this because, frankly, I don't really know what all went down there, so I'm not going to hate on the man, but he's out of a job now, and he gets an $8,700 a month pension. Yes, you heard me right, an $8,700 a month pension. Yeah, I might have ran the other way, too, for that pension. I'm just saying, you know, he's an old guy, ready to retire. Why are you going to get yourself killed when you're about to have the easy part of life coming up? Well, you see, that's the difference between most of us. I would just do it, even if it wasn't a cop, I would do it. You don't have to take my word for it. I've actually done stupid craps like that and gotten away. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that tonight, but anybody who's listened to the show for a while has heard me talk about some of the things I've been involved with over the years. It's just, guys, you know, how can you stand there and watch kids get killed? I just couldn't do it. At the very least, I went out to my truck, got my gun out, and me and your boy would have had a little shootout. Yeah, well, you know, no one wants to die. But I could never in good faith sit there and watch. Look, I've gotten into it over the stupidest. I watched some guy just bitch slapping his wife one night and ended up slamming in a wall. We almost all went to jail. No, I can't do that. And I can't watch someone helpless get, you know, if it's just two people slugging it out, I ain't going to get involved with that. Or, you know, it's something else going on, I'll stay out of it. But when you obviously someone is being harmed by an aggressor who they really don't have a chance against, I can't sit there and not do anything. I just can't. I don't know. Yeah, that's maybe it's stupidity, but it's just not something I could do. I would have to do something. I would lose it. I would have to do something. But like I said, you're not taking my word on it. I've actually been involved in a few things over here, and some of them well documented too, by the way. Anyway, guys, we got to get out of here. Coming up next is Top Secret News with Renee Chavez and the illustrious, what's her name again? Christina George. Good night, everybody. I'll see y'all next week.
Don't miss Old Navy's Saturday Steal tomorrow. Get 50% off all shorts, graphic tees for just $5, and a free baseball cap with a $50 purchase. Tees valid 519 select styles. Shorts excludes active and in-store clearance. Limit one cap.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.